worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. Then God gave the people all these instructions. I am the Lord your God who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of your slavery. You must not have any other God but me. You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children. The entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations of those who reject me. But I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your livestock, and any foreigners living among you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. But on the seventh day he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. Honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. Verses 1 through 17, Exodus chapter 20. Then looking in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4, children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord. But this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you and you will have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up in the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. Then Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20. A final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray for me, too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I'm in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Thank you, Father, once again for the wonderful, the powerful, and the blessed gift of your word. What a privilege. What a blessing it is for us to be able to open your word and spend time one-on-one with you every day of our lives. And Lord, thank you for the fact that in spite of the fact that you have a universe to run. You'll take as much time with us in your word that we'll spend with you. Lord, help us to grow an understanding of what a privilege, what a blessing it is, what an opportunity it is every day to spend as much time as we choose to with the creator of the universe, who happens to be our Heavenly Father as well. Lord, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace. Empower us to be a people that are wise enough to fill our hearts and our minds with your word every day and to walk in its wisdom, in its power, in its grace. We thank you and we praise you. And Lord, more and more, stir us to be the discipling believers you've called us to be, who are faithful to make disciples and who make the priority of discipling our children and our families the priority you want it to be. Stir us to do just that more and more faithfully. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I just ask that you would grow us in holiness, that you'd grow us in love with your word, that you'd grow us in love with your commands. Father, your ways are good. They bring life. And Father, you've given us so much for us to do. And Father, we've gotten so distracted in America. We've turned away from your laws and your commands. We've not fallen in love with the way you've told us to live. And so, Father, I ask that you'd bring a zeal in our hearts, a hunger in our hearts for something more substantial. And that's your word. Thank you so much, Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family today. We're honored to have as our phone guest for just a few minutes this morning, once again, Brother Charlie Wysong. Many of you may recall, Brother Charlie is the vessel, the servant the Lord is using to help with this wonderful project of seeking to get 1 million yard signs of the Ten Commandments out, at least 1 million. We're believing it's going to go past 1 million, yeah, though. But Brother Charlie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Brother Joseph. Good to hear your voice.
Always good to hear yours as well.
Well, I appreciated Brother Isaac's prayer where he said, falling in love with being obedient. I think that was what he said. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when the Lord Jesus, when God prophesied about the Lord Jesus coming, he says, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Mm-hmm. Yea, thy law is within my heart. So delighting in being obedient to God is being like Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that website, of course, is 10laws.us. Again, 10laws.us for people if they're wanting to get one of the Ten Commandments yard signs with this project that you're spearheading. Tell our listeners a little bit more about the project and anything that's on your heart you wanted to share this morning.
Well, I guess the first thing would be that a listener to AFA, he just decided to do his whole county, and he went to his church, and they ordered 50 yard signs.
Praise
and
God.
Now they're working on another 50 yard signs, going up there to Ohio. There we are, into Ohio. And if we could have people just take on the responsibility to do their county, you know, not the whole world, their county.
Mm-hmm.
And we could see some things happen. But another very interesting development happened this week where a man told me that he had put a Ten Commandment yard sign up in his yard, and a 14-year-old boy started talking to him, and he referenced the Ten Commandments, and they went back and forth, and this boy confessed, 14 years old, he confessed sins that no one should ever confess. He just had done some horrible things in his life at 14 years old. And the next day he came back, and he wanted to know how to have his sins forgiven. And he got saved.
Praise God.
Yeah, praise God. The boy doesn't have a very good home life and other things like that. But here now he has a new father, an eternal father who will guide him in the way he should go.
Brother Charlie, I appreciate you sharing that. And again, I want to remind every believer, never underestimate what God will do with one seed of his word. What a wonderful thing it is to be able to put a tool like a Ten Commandments yard sign in our yard with the understanding that you don't know what the Holy Spirit's going to do with it, but he's going to use it. He's definitely going to use it. And so when unbelievers are wise enough to use a seed and a tool like that, watch what God does. So praise God for that.
That's right. And it's in the will of God to do it. I mean, in fact, it's really out of the will of God not to do it. God says, you know, there in Deuteronomy 6, which I think is the only place where you get such complete instructions on how to raise your children.
Mm-hmm.
He tells you who, what, when, where, how, and why in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9.
That's right.
And we have missed it. I tell you this, God led me. I didn't figure it out. God led me to start raising my children this way.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my sons said, what do you think the greatest thing you've done in your life is? And I was saying, oh, I don't know. He said, I think the greatest thing you've done is raising 15 godly children.
And I, praise
and,
God.
And I would have to say God has done it. I really would. And so would my wife. We'd say, we didn't figure it out. We just tried to be obedient to God, and we tried to, first of all, follow the commandments ourselves, teach them to our children daily, put a copy up in our home, and God just miraculously changed our home. The first day we did it, the very first day, and I, Brother Joseph, there are people listening to us right now. They are dying inside because their children have got to be teenagers now, and they're the children are not listening. They are doing things that the mother and the father know are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it breaks their heart, and they don't know how to stop any of it.
That's
and
right.
I would say, coming back to God and say, oh, God, we haven't been obedient to you. We're now going to learn the commandments. We're going to teach them to our children, and we're going to display the Ten Commandments in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And really, getting a yard sign is a good way to do it because it's not only your family sees it, but other families see it.
That's right. A great starting point.
Amen.
So, one more time, if you, the listener, if you wanted to get one of these wonderful tools, a Ten Commandments yard sign, their website is tenlaws.us. where you can go to get order the signs for you and or family or other persons, and we'd encourage you to prayerfully consider getting more than one to for you to use in your own yard and to pass on to someone else as well.
But you know, let me say this: I wish you'd pray for me. It is very difficult to declare a truth of God and not have people listen, and that's what happened to Jeremiah. They asked him, he told them, and then they wouldn't do it. But if we could just go from, I'm not having the response I want to have. I really am not. I don't think it's the response God wants to have. But if people could pray, that indeed, God would awaken people to respond and act and begin to teach their children the very basics. And I wrote a little thing. I said, did you know that teaching your children the Ten Commandments, God's law, is the first step in preparing them to go to heaven? Mm-hmm. He says, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. The law is necessary for us to come to Jesus Christ as our Savior.
It points us to Christ, yes, sir. Helps us to recognize our need for a Savior.
Our need.
Without question. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Well, Brother Charlie, we're coming up on a break. I'm going to say a brief word of prayer, but on the other side, I'm going to ask if you'll say a word of prayer before you go. So if you'll hang on till the other side of the break. Father, thank you for Brother Charlie and the work you're doing through him in this project. Bless Brother Charlie and this project. Indeed, expand its territory. Cause your hand to be mighty upon it, keep it from evil, that it may not cause pain. Stir listeners to get involved in the ways you would have them do. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
was my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In his presence I find safety, just knowing he's near. Brings joy in my sadness, peace in the time of storm. Yeah, yeah. Brings hope when I'm hopeless. Yeah, protects me from my harm.
Music from the Walls Group with All Praise Goes to You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, our first phone guest is Brother Charlie Wysong. And Brother Charlie, before you go, would you just say a word of prayer for our listeners as well as their involvement in this project?
Amen. Father, we do want to come before you, and you know how precious this nation is, and has sent the gospel out across the world for these years, these 200 years, 200 plus years that we have been a nation. And Father, I just pray that you would bless it. But Father, I also pray for those that are listening, that they might know their family to be following Jesus Christ, and that they might have the joy of knowing that their entire family will be in heaven one day. And Father, we just pray that all the broken relationships with man and God would be healed. And we pray these things, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Charlie. One more time, that website, if someone wants to get the Ten Commandments yard sign for their own yard.
Okay, it's 10laws.us.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother Charlie, and of course, keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you, Brother Joseph, and bless you.
Uh-huh. All right.
Bye.
Again, Brother Charlie Wysong, one more time, that website is 10laws.us if you'd like to get a yard sign for your home. And again, don't underestimate how the Holy Spirit will use a seed like one yard sign to touch your family, to touch your community, to touch your city, to touch the world. God's word is powerful, powerful seed. I want to real briefly, before we introduce our in-studio guest today, I want to share, as I often do, a reference article, and I want you to listen to it and take it to heart, that which the Lord shares with you, says to you through it. The title of the article is The High Priority of Discipling Our Children. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Again, the title of this article, The High Priority of Discipling Our Children. Parents carry their children in their hearts. Their children are very important to them and precious to them. As parents, we want the absolute best for all of our children in every area of life. Well, a very important truth for all parents to be mindful of is that the best we can give our children is Jesus. The greatest gift they can ever receive in life is Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Jesus is eternal life. So as parents, we're very wise to do all we can to help and encourage each of our children to receive Christ as his or her personal Lord and Savior. Once our child is saved, it's one of the great responsibilities of every Christian parent to disciple our children. It's calling our children from the Lord to help and guide our children to become strong, vibrant believers who love and follow Jesus Christ as their life and lifestyle. Why is this so important? Well, first of all, we're commanded to make disciples. Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. And this is a very important calling. And this very important calling is to start with ourselves and then move to our families, our spouses, and our children. So in considering the great responsibility of discipling our children, just what are some steps or practical building blocks in the work of discipling our children? What are things we can do to effectively and practically carry out this important responsibility? Well, let's consider a few things parents can do to help their children to begin to grow up in the Lord. The following are some practical things, ideas, and suggestions Christian parents can do to help and encourage their children to come to know the Lord and grow up in their faith as well. Number one, pray daily with your children. Pray the Lord's Prayer with them and allow them to lead it sometimes. Pray Psalm 91 daily with your children. Allow them to hear you call their name in prayer daily. Give your children incentives to memorize and learn Bible-based prayers. Number two, have your child read no less than three chapters in the Word of God out loud to you daily. You can find shorter chapters, psalms, or simply select a given passage for younger children. For children who do not yet know how to read, let them repeat short chapters or passages after you. Number three, ask your child questions about what they read. What are two or three important things you heard or picked up from that passage? A fifth reason, teach your children to obey the Word of God. Teach them to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. Six, teach your children the meaning of each of the Ten Commandments. Seven, take your whole family to church regularly. As parents, it's very important for us to recognize this reality. Someone or something will disciple your child one way or another. To put it in other words, certain people or certain things will capture your child's attention, interest, or heart in this world. Some of these are celebrities, sports figures, television, the internet, things on his or her cell phone, video games, people they meet, quote unquote, in chat rooms, etc. Some topics that they come across on the internet may captivate them in their mind and their interest. And yes, these things can begin to, quote unquote, disciple children. Some of these things can begin to mold their thoughts and their thinking and their perspectives about life in the world and in too many wrong and twisted ways. Too often, the results can be tragic. Consider some sad incidents that you hear too often in the news. Some of these news stories as of late include, number one, a teenage boy was shot and killed by an individual as he tried to run away after stealing something in a store. Another news example, elementary-age children attempting and sometimes succeeding in committing suicide. Three, young people committing suicide after being bullied online in school. Another news story, three young girls went off into the woods and two of them tried to stab the third one to death. Another story, a teen recently walked into a school and began to shoot and murder a number of his classmates, and the tragic list could go on and on. For time reasons, we won't finish the article, but I want to encourage you to get a copy of it. The title of the article is The High Priority of Discipling Our Children, but it's important that we make it the priority God would have us to make it. If you want to get a copy of the article, simply email me, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. We are blessed and honored to have with us in studio today Representative Randy Boyd, a representative in the state legislature here in the state of Mississippi. Representative Boyd, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking me to come.
Honored to have you back with us, and we had the privilege of having you to lead devotion here at AFA several weeks ago, and I appreciate you just coming and being with us. So would you take a moment to further introduce yourself to our listeners, and then want to dive right into what's on your heart to talk about today?
Okay. Well, my name is Randy Boyd. I'm District 19 representative, which I represent part of Etowah County and Lee County in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. We have a district number of like 26,500 people that we represent, and that's all the districts are like that.
Okay.
But I'm a deacon at First Baptist Church, Mantachie. I teach a Sunday school class. I believe strongly in teaching our youth Christ at an early age. And, you know, I look at our churches today, and if you don't have youth in your churches, it's dying. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have got to reach out to this new generation.
That's right.
I believe this project that you were talking about on the signs is one way we can do it.
That's right. And I appreciate the fact that you got some of the signs as well then. So, and again, we're encouraging every listener to prayerfully consider getting involved with that, though. So, but there were some things on your heart that you were wanting to talk about today. Would you dive right in to share about those?
Yes. Not long ago, Louisiana passed a bill, and it was signed into law by their governor, that said that each high school classroom or each school classroom in the state of Louisiana would have a copy of the Ten Commandments posted. And if you look at that, there's several reasons that this needs to be done. Mm-hmm. One of the things is keeping God's word in front of our next generation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like you were talking about some of those things in the article that was just small things could keep some of those things from happening.
That's right.
God's word, I believe when someone reads any part of God's word, I believe God has an opportunity to speak to them and get their life in a way that he wants it to go. And as he does that, and as we have these signs out there, it's an opportunity to reach all these kids.
Planting seeds in the lives of our children is just one of many important things we certainly can do to help make that happen too. Would you take a moment to pray for listeners to really respond to all that we share on the broadcast today, however he would have them to respond?
Yes, sir. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today, Lord, just asking you to bless this broadcast. Father, we ask you to open hearts out there that they would receive your word through this broadcast, Father, that they would know that you are to be honored and glorified in all things, and that this you might be honored and glorified through what we say today and through what we might do in the future. And, Lord, that these signs go out and that they honor and glorify you too. Father, we just pray now that you would be with this broadcast, be with our hearts, speak to us, and let us say the words that you would have us to say today. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, you alluded to what Louisiana did, and I think that shows great, great leadership, tremendous leadership on the part of the people in the state of Louisiana. And so we thank God for them. Thank you, Lord, for the church. Thank you for us as a nation. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation, to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, again, I think it just showed great leadership on the part of the leaders in the state of Louisiana to do that then. And so praise God for that kind of wise leadership in that state.
Yes, and now we're going to have that bill going through our legislature.
Here in Mississippi as well?
In Mississippi, yes.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Tell us about that. And how would you like for people to pray about that as it moves forward?
Well, the biggest thing, I would love for them to pray for their representatives always, because the representatives and senators down at Jackson, they need our prayers to hold them up, mm-hmm. and to keep them guided in the way that they should go. And I would pray that they would ask that their representatives and senators vote for this bill, mm-hmm. if we can get it out of committee. Of course, that's the way they can vote for it there in committee.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just pray that they'll work with this bill and that we'll get this bill through, and that this bill will be able to put these Ten Commandments in front of all our children.
Mm. There's nothing our children need more than the powerful word of God. So praise God for that. So the Lord put it on your heart to help initiate getting this done in Mississippi.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Again, and Representative Boyd, really appreciate the fact that you're willing to be a vessel God can use to do something like that. Because just as Deuteronomy 6 talks about, that's a part of how we disciple them. We keep the word of God in front of them. We put it in strategic places so they can be guided and directed by them. Again, our world is full of so many distractions that are meant to try to swallow our children alive, to destroy them. But God's word can bring them life, eternal life, wisdom and guidance to help them live successful and blessed lives. So thank God for that then. So,
yes.
Father, thank you again for Representative Boyd and other legislators who, again, are wanting to do that. Lord, I pray that you'd move upon the leaders in all of our states to want to do something similar. One more step, one more way to impact our children with the powerful word of God. Thank you for the fact that there's nothing they need more than Jesus and the word of God in their lives. Help us to be about your business. We thank and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. 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 Representative Boyd, can you share, like, you as a believer in the state legislature, how would you like for people to really be praying specifically for you in view of the unique challenges and pressures of being in leadership, even though people try to say, well, you know, it's a secular thing? In the truest sense of the word, everything is spiritual, whether people understand that or not, and we're to do it to the honor of God. How would you ask people to pray for you?
Well, just ask for God to continually speak to me about things that we can use to better our state and to turn people toward him. I think that's the best thing you can do.
We'll pick up there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, as our in-studio guest today is Representative Randy Boyd here in the Mississippi State Legislature. We'll be right back. Katie Torwalt with When You Walk Into the Room. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Representative Randy Boyd, who is a member of the Mississippi State Legislature. And again, thank God just for your leadership as you're working on helping to bring that wonderful project to come to pass here in Mississippi, as was done in Louisiana as well. And may we be wise enough again in every state to pray that leadership will begin to do this same kind of thing. Our children need so much light, so much help today, and it's found in Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Tim, can you tell me, Representative Boyd, what are some other things that are on your mind and your heart that you feel like are critical things for believers to be praying for related to the state of Mississippi, but also our nation as well?
Well, you know, we're in such times as we've never seen before. And it's just that we need to pray for the people who are in office right now and the people who will be elected in the future. Those people who are in office are I believe they're willing to do some things that would make make Mississippi a better place and the United States a better place. Now, I'm not so familiar with people in Washington as I am down in Jackson, but we have a lot of good Christian guys down there in Jackson and in the legislature, the representatives and the senators. In fact, we have a weekly prayer meeting there in the Capitol, and we get together and we talk and we have a devotional, and it's an opportunity to do some things and kind of stoke our Christianity at the same time, you know. And that's what we need to do. We need to stoke the fires of Christian beliefs wherever they're serving. And these men are down there, and women are down there to serve, and they have a heart for service. And that's what we're to be as Christians.
And, you know, God's Word clearly tells us to pray for leaders, for those who are in authority in the book of 1 Timothy. And it's important that we take that very, very serious. The fact is, the decision of people in leadership can affect, obviously, not just them, but can affect the whole community that they lead. Right. And it's important to know then so that as if they're listening to God, their leadership can bless the whole community. But if they're listening to the kingdom of darkness, their leadership can bring trouble to that whole community that they lead as well. Father, thank you, Lord, for the governor of our state. We thank you for each member of our state legislature. Thank you for all those persons in the government of the state of Mississippi. Thank you, Lord, for the governors of every state. Thank you for the members of the state legislature, for every state in our nation. Thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Father, flood these, our leaders, with your spirit, with your mercy and your grace in much greater measure. Raise up more and more intercessors and prayer warriors who will pray daily for them. Lord, just pour the presence of your Holy Spirit into the capitals of every state and more stir people to want to know you, to want to serve you, and to want to honor you in the decisions they make and the priorities they set. And more raise up righteous leaders, Father, in our state governments who will serve and honor you. And Lord, we ask that more and more you would remove unrighteous leaders that don't want to serve you from office, Lord. Cause them more and more to be people that will seek to glorify you in office in all the ways you'd have them to. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Representative Boyd, would you pray again, whatever's on your heart, to pray for as it relates to leadership as well?
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we just again come before you. Lord, we do pray for our governor and that he would be in accordance to your will, Father. I know he's trying hard, and Father, I pray that you would be with the lieutenant governor and the senators, Father, and the Speaker of the House. It's very important to me that that we work together to do the Christian things that we need to do House. So, you know, I pray for all the representatives and Father in each legislature, in each state, in each governor in each state, Father, I do pray for them because this doesn't just hinge on Mississippi. The multiple states that make up the United States, they're all important and they all need people to serve you. Father, I pray also for our president and vice president and congressional leaders that we have in Washington. Father, they can do so much good if they will, if they'll turn their heart to you and yes, listen to you, Father. And Father, I pray for this election we have coming. Father, it's an important election. I pray that Christian people will turn out and vote. Father, Christians expressing their Christian attitudes and Christian beliefs in who they vote for is very, very important. Father, I just ask that you would just light a fire in Christians' hearts to pray and to vote in this election, Father. Father, we ask you to bless our country as you have in the past and help us to be a blessing to other people. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, too, thank you for the leadership in our national government. Father, we lift up President Joseph Biden. We lift up Vice President Kamala Harris, we lift up, Father, each member of Congress. We lift up every person in positions of leadership. We lift up each member of the Supreme Court and all other people in the government of our nation, Father. Flood them with your mercy, your grace, and your peace, Lord. More and more stir them to be people that want to honor you in everything they say and everything they do in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know the unique pressures and challenges of being in positions of leadership as they are. More and more pour out your mercy and grace upon them. Help them to rise to the occasion, to be your vessels, to do your, to accomplish your work. Help them to strive to submit to you in everything they say and everything they do. And Father, pour out your mercy upon every branch of government. Pour out your spirit and grace and peace upon them more and more. Stir them to be the leaders you have them to be in Jesus' name. And Father, I too pray for the upcoming elections more and more. Place in office the persons you want to be there in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask that you more and more raise up righteous leaders that will honor you in the way they lead, and more remove unrighteous leaders that are not trying to serve you or represent you in government. And help us as the church to be wise enough to pray wisely, to pray productively, to pray fruitfully for those in office and for those that will be elected. We bind the work of the enemy in the name of Jesus and the ways in which he would try to come against the will of God being done in government. And we rebuke the enemy, Lord, more and more. Let your will be done. Lord, any ways that the devil would try to bring interference or corruption or fraud or anything like that in the election, Lord, we rebuke the enemy working in that regard. And we bind the work of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Cause all the machinations of the enemy to come to naught with regards to that kind of thing. Let them be fully fair and right and righteous elections in Jesus' name for your glory. And Father, Lord, help us as the church to be mindful that our prayers are powerful and effective because you said so in your word. Help us to never underestimate what you can and will do. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, our time is just about gone, Representative Boyd. Would there be any other things that are on your heart that you wanted to share with our listeners today to encourage them?
As I was praying a while ago, I prayed for people to turn out and vote as Christians. Mm-hmm. We are the silent majority in this country. Still feel like we are. That was started a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have a terrible turnout rate. Mm-hmm. And we have people who are not even registered as Christians. Mm-hmm. We need people to register and to vote in these elections to carry out what we need as Christians to live in a peaceful country.
And that is so true. And I think it's very important for us to believers, as believers, to know this, that our vote is a seed. It's a seed to accomplish something, and our goal should be to honor God in the way we plant the seed of our vote. And we're being negligent as followers of Christ if we don't vote, because it's an opportunity that we have, and many people in many of the countries don't have that opportunity.
Amen.
So you're exactly right then. So if someone wants to get in touch with your office or maybe touch base with you, how could they do that?
I'll give my phone number.
It's, okay.
662-231-0133. Now, that's my personal cell. And I'm willing to answer phone calls on that.
Okay. And if someone wants specifically to know what's the best way to pray specifically for Representative Randy Boyd, how would you respond to that?
That I'd be in God's will.
Amen. Father, once again, thank you for Representative Randy Boyd. Thank you for all those that make up the state legislature, and thank you for the good things you're doing. Thank you, Lord, for, again, this legislation he's mentioned as it relates to the Ten Commandments. Lord, Father, bless this legislation indeed. Expand its territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon it. Keep it from evil that it may not cause pain. And Lord, stir us as believers, stir us as parents, stir us as followers of Christ to be much more diligent about the work of seeking to help all of our children come to know Christ and then helping them to grow up and grow strong, to disciple them, to become vibrant boys and girls that will come to become men and women that will live for your glory in the building of your kingdom. Help us to never underestimate the importance of us taking discipleship very, very serious as believers. And help us to know, Lord, that as you told us in the Great Commission in Matthew 28, to go into all the world and make disciples. And of course, a starting place is our in our own lives and in our own homes as well. Help us to know, Lord, that this is work. This is the most serious work in the world, the work of the building of your kingdom and obeying and following you. Help us to be faithful to do it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today, and if you've never received Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a wonderful day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step and give your life and your heart to Christ, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me with an everlasting love. You loved us so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey you daily. And help me to be the disciple and be the disciple maker you want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you gave your life to Christ today and prayed that prayer, we want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please do get in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. If you want to get a copy of the article we shared, again, the title of the article, The High Priority of Discipling Our Children, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. Representative Randy Boyd, again, thank you so much for being with us today. And one more time, if someone would like to be in touch with you, would you share once again how they can do that?
They can call 662-231-0133 or I have an email, landtree1997@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you so much and keep up the great work. Thanks for listening. Please pray much for Representative Randy Boyd and your legislators as well. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.